Let me begin this column, loosely themed Men of the Home Front, by observing that only Matt Hancock could opt to relaunch his political career at this precise moment. On Monday, the former health secretary made news landfall with an appearance on a podcast hosted by someone from Dragon's Den, in which he discussed the prevailing issue of our time, Matt Hancock's romantic life. Donning the polo neck of contrition, last seen on Dapper Laughs for a Newsnight appearance in 2014, Hancock explained he had had to break his own coronavirus guidance because he fell in love. Of the female aide in question, he explained, "We spent a lot of time together, ironically trying to get me to communicate in a more emotionally intelligent way. Thank you, Alanis." Although it actually has ended up being quite ironic. All that incredible work on his emotional intelligence, and Matt still ends up saying it out loud on a day otherwise dominated by grotesque pictures of war and human carnage from Ukraine. Then again, perhaps Matt has quite accidentally performed a valuable public service. He has selflessly redeployed as a pressure valve, providing a useful outlet for all the adult Brits who have been just itching for a chance to stride onto this or that platform and utter the words, "For God's sake, don't you know there's a war on?" The answer is that yes, of course he does.